So if I can kind of summarize what I think was the takeaway point that Dr. Slaman was trying to present, his point of view was A? Do we really need anthracyclines in these patients? Do you agree with that?
So rhetorically, there were several points. One was, what's the best chemotherapy foundation for trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting? And again, I think we have compelling data for several strategies, and one could argue now that using TCH looks more viable than it did a year ago, because it seems equivalent to ACTH in the 006 trial. The second point then is one that you and I have spoken about for several years now, and that is, what's the role of anthracyclines overall in breast cancer? And interestingly, a lot of retrospective analyses, including updates of multiple trials being presented at this meeting here in San Antonio this December, have strongly suggested that tumors that most benefit from anthracycline-based therapy are those tumors that are HER2 overamplified or TOPO2 amplified. Well, now we have a whole different treatment paradigm for them. Those patients all get trastuzumab-based therapy. And when you take out those HER2 positives, it's actually really hard to see much benefit for anthracycline-based regimens over non-anthracycline-based regimens. And so Slaman and others, it must be said before him, have rhetorically asked, you know, what's the future of anthracyclines? And I think that that's an excellent question. On the one hand, they've been very useful drugs for many women for a long time and have probably contributed a lot to better outcomes for breast cancer. On the other hand, as we increasingly have subsets of breast cancer where we have different treatment programs for them. So we have HER2 positives that get trastuzumab, and we have HER2 negatives that don't, but might not need as much chemo or might need different flavors of chemo, then increasingly you have the flexibility of offering non-anthracycline-based regimens. So there are many. There's CMF. There are taxane-based regimens such as the docetaxel cyclophosphamide regimen that the U.S. Oncology Group has put forward, and others that will continue to emerge. And I think that this is something we continue to explore vigorously. We should continue to explore vigorously in clinical trials because it might be something that spares our patients some toxicity.
Before we flip back to HER2 positive, just to track out on that point, to what extent, if any, are you using non-anthracycline chemotherapy in your HER2 negative patients?
Well, I confess that, you know, I still frequently use 4 cycles of AC or AC followed by T for non-HER2 positive patients. We certainly have a lot of data that, for instance, dose-dense AC followed by paclitaxel as used in CALGB9741 is a highly effective regimen for particularly ER-negative breast cancer, but overall breast cancer there. There are going to be studies presented tomorrow here that look at AC followed by paclitaxel on an every 3-week schedule and suggest that's a less good regimen than other options. So I think clearly every 3-week anthracyclines are probably on their way out. Whether dose-densifying anthracycline-based regimens continues to be superior to non-anthracycline options like CMF or TC is something we need to explore.
So, for example, in the last year, what non-anthracycline adjuvant chemo have you used, if any?
CMF.